Okay, we are continuing in Derech Hashem. Chelek Dalid, Perek Dalid. And we're on Ois Beis. So in your version here, you should be... Ois Beis will be on page... Kuf Sadi Hey. Kuf Sadi Hey. Okay, so... Last time we finished Ois Aleph, and the Ramchal got to his conclusion, his climax of what Yichud Hashem is. What does it mean, Yichud Hashem? I know for myself, so I can't say every Kriya Shema over the last week, but when you get to the word Hashem Echad, L'chaira, the Ramchal has taught us that there are three Nekudais that are Tali in Yichud Hashem. That's what he ended off last time, is that number one, there's the concept of Bechinas Hashlita, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, before that, Bechina Metzius, that means Hashem's existence is not Tali in anything. He is the only one that's absolutely necessary, so to speak. No one is, he's not dependent on anyone else. Then he is Bevechina Sashlita, means he controls everything. So he's Mukhrach, he controls. And the third Nekuda of Yichud, Ramchal taught us, was that there's a plan. He is bringing everything to a plan. So when you say in Kriya Shema, Hashem Echad, that word Echad, he's Echad, three things should come to mind right away. Number one, his existence is Echad. Number two, he's the only controller. And number three is, he's pushing the world towards a purpose. Three very short ideas that are in the word Echad, which is Yichudei of Hashem, which took us 3 or 4 weeks in the Ramchal to get to that. Now, the Ramchal moves on to the next point, and that is, he started off the Perek, and he said that number one, you have to, Kriya Shema is Yichudei Yisbarach, like we're saying, expressing Hashem is one. The Kabbalas O Malchusai. Once you come to that conclusion, then you have to move on to the next level, and you have to accept His sovereignty on yourself. In other words, once you've established Yichudai, you come on to be Mekabel Him as the Melech. And that's where the Ramchal is going here, and he's going to say very, very fascinating, fascinating idea. And he says, V'hinei, Mimashiyesh Oid Lahavchin. There is another fact here that we have to recognize. Hu ki habayri yisbarach shemoi, hinei hu melech al kol b'riyosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over all of his creations. Like we said, that Shema Yisrael recognizing Yichud has to bring us to Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. Upirish inyan zehu. And the Ramchal is bothered. What does it mean to be a melech? L'chaira, a melech should be a stira to Yichud. Why? Because a melech by definition means that he needs something else. A king without a nation is not a king. His malchus by definition is dependent on other things, on the avadim. And the greater his nation is mekabel him as the king, the stronger his kingship is, the stronger his malchus is. So a melech, by definition, the Ramchal is bothered, is a stira to Yichud. It's a contradiction. Yichud means Hashem is not dependent on anything or anyone. Hashem is it. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need anything. He is the only thing that's mukhrach. Everything needs him. And here you say he's a melech. A melech by definition seems to be that you need something. The melech needs his nation, and he needs his nation in a way not just to have a nation, but the greater their mekabel is malchus, the greater the king he is. So that's what he's bothered with. Upirish inyan zehu. Ki amnam amitas mitziyasa yisbarachu davar bilti nitle buzulase klal. It's true that the mitzios of Hashem, Hashem's existence, is not dependent on anything whatsoever. Uvilti misyaches lizulasai. And it also doesn't interrelate with anything. In other words, it's not controlled, is not dependent on anything at all. Ki hinehu matzui muchrach v'shalem mitzad atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzui muchrach, which means that he is absolutely required. That means to say, he himself is it, v'shalem, and he's perfect, mitzad atzmai, from himself. V'ein lo shum yachas im acher klal. And he doesn't have any relationship or interrelationship with anything at all. Loy l'mailo mimenu v'loy l'mata mimenu. Nothing above him and nothing below him. What does it mean, nothing above him and nothing below him? So he explains, Pirush, she'ein lo siba she'yitale b'klal. He has no cause that he's dependent on. That would be l'mailo mimenu, meaning there's something above him that he's dependent on that thing. Chas v'shalom, there's nothing above HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's dependent. V'loy l'mata mimenu means v'loy kimitztarev imitztarfoy, which means to say even his creations, his creations that are below him, he also doesn't have any combination with them. No joint effort with them at all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not dependent on anything before him, and he's not dependent on anything that he created, which is below him. And that's what Yichud means. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei, b'v'china zois nikro'eyu b'shem Eloika Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're talking about this aspect or this perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he is called the shame of Eloika. Eloika. Dehainu hamotzui hamuchroch mitzad atzmai. The shame Eloika, because the lashon of Kel, Aleph Lamed, is a lashon of strength. Kel is a lashon of strength. Lashon El, ki Elei Haaretz, you find El is a lashon of strength. So when we refer to Hashem as Kel, Kel is a lashon of strength. Ubal ha'yecheiles. It means not just strength in power, that means he has the ability to do things. He has the yecheiles to do things. It's not just strength in muscles. Strength also just means the ability to be able to do everything. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do everything. Elikim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler. So now, if something needs someone else to give him power, so that's lacking in his being a ruler, right? If you need someone else to help you, so there's something, you could be the ruler, but if you're dependent on something else, or you need something else, that's a chesaron in your being the ruler. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what we will call the Shalit Ha'amiti, the true ruler. He's not dependent on anything. And that's the name of Elika. The name of Elika teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu encompasses all existence and all power, and Elikim tells us he has control independent of anything else. And that is where the name Elika or Elikim, that's what that's its connotation. Okay, so that's Hashem. That's Aleph Beis, and that's the first thing. So now, how do we get to Melech? Where are we getting to a Melech here? V'omnam, so says the Ramchal, B'yoyitz sheratza uvara nivroim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, meaning he had a will, uvara, and he created creations. V'chulan tluyim boi b'mitzi'usayim uv'chal b'chinoisam k'moy shezacharnu. For whatever reason, we don't know exactly what Hashem wanted. I mean, the Ramchal tells us that Hashem created the world because he wants to be a mativ. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of Taiva, and he wants to be a mativ, like we mentioned a few times. So he created this world in order to be mativ to people, to do good. He wants us to earn that good. It'll be worth more, as we said last week or 2 weeks ago. So he created a world that we have to earn it. But he created this world. And when he created this world, like we said, everything and everyone in this world is dependent, b'mitziusam, whether it's in their existence, uvechal v'chinoisam, and in any way, any perspective, he translates it, everything is tali in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nikro'eyu b'v'china zu adoin kal. So that means to say, when we view Hashem, Hashem's independent. He's a leika. He's not dependent on anyone, nothing. But now there's a relationship that he created. He created a world. He created a world, and in this world, he has a relationship with his creations. What is the relationship? The relationship is that they're all dependent on him. Everyone, everything needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what name do you use for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this relationship that he created all these things that are all dependent on him for every part of their existence, every part of their life? For that we call him Adoin Kol. He's the master of all. And that is the name of Adoin. Adoin means a master. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master over everyone. Now, that means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this relationship, but it's at the moment a one-way relationship at this level, and that is the world is dependent on him. They all need him. That is the translation of Adin HaKol. Ki HaKol Mimenu, it's all from him. Ve'akol Shalai, and all belongs to him. V'ushalit Bakol Kirtzayne, and he controls everything according to his will. So we're going in steps here. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, which is Yichudai. And that's Alaika. Now we say, but he has a relationship with the world. So far, a one-way street relationship. He's just giving and giving. They're all dependent on him. He doesn't receive anything from the world at this point. And in that name, he's called an Adon. He's a master. A master controls everything. Everything, his servants, his slaves, are dependent on him. That's an Adon. However, says the Ramchal, Hashem took it to the next level. Vulam oid rotzoi betuvoi v'chastoi. However, Hashem wanted even more than that. Betuvoi uv'chastoi, with his goodness and his kindness. Lahashpil kavayachol bianvosoi esrum kivoidoi bilioyis misyachas el nivroth. What he wanted to do, kavayachol, was to lower himself to a degree. Kavayachol means, like, so to speak, to lower himself bianvosoi in his humility esrum kivoidoi, his great exalted honor bilioyis misyachas el nivroth. And he wanted to have a relationship on a next level with his creations. Afal pisha be'emes ein lahem yachas imoy klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now decided and said that it's not enough that I should be the Adon, the master, and it's a one-way street, a one-way relationship. I want to make it as if there's a two-way relationship. That just like you need me, I kavayochol need you. But you got to realize, it's not true. Afal b'sheba emes ein lahem yachas imoy klal. The truth is that we don't have any relationship on this level with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he really needs us. We've already said HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. He's it. He's all. He controls everything. He's in charge of everything. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make this hanhaga as if it's a two-way street. Not only do we need him, he needs us. V'rotza liyos lem b'madregas melech el am. Till now he's the Adon. Now he wants to be a melech. What's the difference between an Adon and a melech? Says the Ramchal, an Adon is the master, receives nothing from his slaves and servants. Adarabba, he's in full control. But a melech needs a nation. A king needs a nation. A melech needs his people. If he doesn't have his people, he's not a melech. He's not a melech. Ein melech b'layam. If you don't have a country, you're not a king. But an Adon is the master. So therefore, v'rotza liyos lohem b'madregas melech elam. So now he went to the next level and he said, we're going to turn it into a relationship of melech and a nation. Sheyechoshiv lohem l'roish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be considered l'roish ulemanhik uliskabid kavayochol bom. This is, you have this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Ram. We say it in Tehillim, Ram al kol goyim, right? Hashem al hashamayim kevaydoi. Then we say Amashpili l'roish b'shamayim avaretz. Concept HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays both sides. He's Ram, he's exalted, but he's mashpil himself. So what does he mashpil himself? How does he lower himself here? To make himself the king. To make himself l'roish. L'roish is the king. Ulemanik. What are these two things? There's a famous gra The Gra says, what's the difference between the Lashon of Malchus and Memshala, or a Melech and a Moshel? Right, Ki Lashem Amlucha Moshel Bagoyim. So the Gaon says that the difference is that a Melech is accepted by the nation willingly. A Moshel forces himself on the people. He forces his rulership on the people. What? Like a dictator, that Mekabalim, he forces himself on. So that's what he says. Ki Lashem Amlucha Umayshel Bagoyim. Then when it comes to Klal Yisrael, it's Lashem Hamelucha. We're Mekabal him as the king. We're Mekabal Hashem as the king. But for the Goyim, Umayshel Bagoyim. But for the Goyim, it's forced on them. They're not Mekabal. No choice. V'hoi Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz. V'yayim ha'u'i Hashem echor u'shmayachor. B'lasted lovai. When the Goyim are going to recognize Hashem, like we said last week, is going to reveal himself to the entire world, everyone's going to be Mekabal al malcha shamayim. So then it's going to be V'hoi Hashem L'melech. Then Hashem's melech for everyone. V'yayim ha'u. And that day, Hashem echor u'shmayachor. That's the day. So over here also, on the bottom here, the Ma'ariv Derech wants to say, that's L'roi Shulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has both manifestations. He's the Rosh, which is the Melech, and he's the Manig, he's the Moshel. But here's the Nekuda. Uliskabi kaviyachalba. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to increase his honor. To increase his honor. As if he's being honored by us. Like a king that through his nation he's honored. He's honored by his nation. So this is the second, this is the dual relationship. When he is the Adoin, it's one way straight. Everyone's dependent on him. But a melech is more than that. A melech needs his nation. Not just needs his nation to be Bekaba Malchusai. A melech becomes honored through his nation. If they honor him, his whole Malchus is raised up. King and Shenemer Birov Am Hadras Melech. The greater the nation, the more glory there is for the king. So we talk about, in other words, the more people there are, so the greater honor there is for the king. So we say that this is also what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachal deals with the world. As if Berav Am Hajas Melech, we talk about that. More people go do a mitzvah, more people get together to do a mitzvah. You have halachas of Berav Am Hajas Melech. You have halachas, you have a shaila to break into little groups to do something, or do it all together. You do it Berav Am Hajas Melech. So the greater the nation, they're mahada the king, gives glory to the king. One second. Hashem needs our glory? Hashem needs our glory? He needs our kavod? So avada, he doesn't. He doesn't, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Ki'ilu relationship that because it's a relationship that goes two ways. In other words, this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mativ to us and creating this relationship. That we're not just slaves being dependent on him on a one-way street like an Adain. As if we're also giving and we're invested in this. And it's Milo, the whole Yiddishkeit and the whole Emunah, when you have a feeling that this is all part of you. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachal is nischabed through everything that we do. In this aspect is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the king of the world. So we have levels here. There's Yichudai Hashem, that he is totally removed and doesn't need anything and anyone. And no yachas, not dependent, not mitzura, if he's not part, he doesn't need anything. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tuvah decided that he's going to create the world, and that itself is going to make some type of relationship, but it's one way. Adoin. He's the Adoin. Everyone's dependent on him. Then he says, I'm going to take it a level further and make it Ki'ilu Klal Yisrael, and the world's going to give back to me as if I need them like a melech. Like a melech. That's why he's called Malka Sholom. In this way he's called our king, and he becomes honored through us. Now, part of being the king is that you have to listen to what the king says. Again, in the world of Adoin, Adoin by definition just means we rely on him. But if we're avadim of the king, we have to serve the king. So part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making this relationship as melech is mechayev us to accept him as the melech, to serve him as the melech, and to listen to everything that he says, kimelech ba'amoy, just like a melech with his nation. So that's the bechina of melech in the world. So there's yichud, there's adoin, and there's melech. So the question that the Ramchal was bothered by in the beginning was, how do you have, it's a stira. Being a melech is a stira to yichud. Because a melech, by definition, is dependent on something. He's dependent on his subjects. If he doesn't have a kingdom, he doesn't have people, he's nishkan melech. The more people he has, the more mechabedim, the stronger his malchus is. Isn't that a stira to yichud? Of course it's a stira to yichud. So therefore, the Ramchal tells us, yichud is it, that's for sure. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making this game, so to speak. He created this yachas as if he's the melech. Havada, he doesn't need us. We need him. We need him. Where he's the world of Adin. That's Yichud and Adin. That's all related to each other. But he created this yachas of melech. Ke'ilu, he needs us to make it a two-way street. In order that we should feel invested in it. That we should want to serve him. And do his mitzvahs. Because that's all part of investing. Ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mischabed. Really what happens is, there is a Kiddush Hashem that goes on. There's a Kiddush Hashem when you have a Roivam Hadras Melech. I mean, Hashem gains from it all. But there's a greater, the more people do a mitzvah, the more Kedusha is brought to the world. It's all part of what we're doing and what we're creating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it for his malchus. He's perfect from beginning to end. However, he created this yachas in order that we should be invested in this as subjects of a king, not just as people dependent on a master. So now, so in this aspect of malchus, we're mechuyev every single day to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single day. And why is this every single day? So when it came to Yichud, we said we have to do it day and night because there's different things going on during the day and the night. And we have to say each time that we recognize everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here we're being mekabel the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer is, because number one is that every single day you should have a little bit of a different aspect of malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of your obligation and your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's because you shtagged yesterday or you didn't shtag from yesterday, a person's every day should be a little bit different. The idea of being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just that he's the melech in a general sense over all of Klal Yisrael and over the entire world. Really, v'kulam mekablim aleihem o malchus shamayim. See, mekabel malchus shamayim on yourself. Rabbi Saul Solanter used to say that a person is sitting and saying Kriya Shema, and he's mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an entire world mamish, he's coronating Hashem as the king. He forgets to be mamlech Hashem on himself. There's a personal obligation to the king. Every subject of the king has to realize he's a subject of the king. He's not just part of the big mass of people that he rules over. The mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on ourselves. That's be mekabel o malchus shamayim. V'chul mekablim aleihem o malchus shamayim. Has to be aleihem o malchus shamayim. So that's every single day a person has to be mekabel Hashem as his malchus. Uli shtabed elav l'gzeirosav. Be mekabel his malchus means you're meshabed yourself. You subjugate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his gzeiros. Kavadim el malchum, like subjects towards their kings. V'zeh nikra kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. And that's called accepting on yourself kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. So which words is that in Shema? Which words is in Shema? So Reb Chaim Friedlander says that's in the word Elikenu. In the word Elikenu, he is our God. That's when you're saying that he is the melech over us, over Klal Yisrael, and over every single person. V'nichlal inyona b'pasuk zeh shel Shema Yisrael. And this is all included in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Dehainu ha'haido b'dover ha'zeh. That you declare this thing. Shu melech malchi amlochim. He's the king. Moilech b'chol b'riyoysav al yayinim b'tachtoinim. He rules over all the b'riyoys. ulekabelo malchusoy vishtabed lo b'chamoish hazacharnu. So that's the second aspect of Kriya Shema. The first aspect is the Hashem Echad. Like we said, that there's only one thing. Hashem is the Mukhrach, Hashem controls, Hashem has a plan. Now that you know that, it really comes all together because Hashem Echad is last. But now that you have that Akara, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem is the Melech over the world. He's not just the Adin over the world, he's the Melech over the world. That means there's a relationship here. I'm a subject. I also am invested in the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since he's the Melech, so therefore I'm a Shabbat myself to listen to him like an Eved towards his king. And that is all part of Shema Yisrael. That's the second aspect. Once you have the Yichud, you move on to the second level of Kabbalah's Al Malchus Shemayim. And we will stop over here. Bez Hashem, next week there will not be a Shiur. Bez Hashem, Yinar Yisrael. Bez Hashem, in 2 weeks we will have a Shiur and we will continue. Yeah, I'm in a cash. I'm in a rest. I got this world. I'm in a cash. 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 I'm in a c